It's the Finnish call.
It's the Russian finish line.
Quit making shapes with the stupid thing.
You're welcome, KB Ranta.
We gotta start or my computer's gonna die.
Welcome back to Starcastic Remarks. This is Ryan. We've got Chris.
Howdy.
And then this evening, we've got a special guest for you. We have the patriarch of the Chambers family. We have David Chambers.
Go Stars!
Him, Dad.
Whoop.
Yep. And what a better way to have a special guest on the podcast tonight. Oh my goodness. I know I say this a lot, Chris, and you make fun of me for saying it, but tonight couldn't have gone any better. I mean, the first and second period was not exactly the way that we wanted to start off, but it seemed like at the end of that second period, like that last minute, then there was another game that was just like this, that at the end of the second period, they just decided to start playing again. And in the third period, they just like flipped a switch. And then like the last 10 minutes after, it was nothing but Stars hockey after that.
Yep. Pretty much the entire last 3 quarters of the third period was completely dominated by Dallas. It was really awesome to watch us play. Like, if we were talking about we didn't play our best hockey this whole series, that's where we did. We played our best hockey at the very end in into overtime as well. It was awesome to watch.
It's crazy that they have the ability to take it up yet another level, because if we played 60 minutes of that kind of hockey, we sweep the Tampa Bay.
It would have been a blowout. And we don't know if it's Tampa Bay yet.
Go Islanders!
Go Islanders.
Yeah, honestly, I think I'm just rooting for the Islanders at this point so that the series lasts a little bit longer so that we can get a little bit more rest. But, you know, honestly, Amanda was telling me about this. For those of you, that's my wife. We were talking about it, and it's like, you know, we haven't had a real break at all. And yet we've done so well. So
keep it
do
rolling.
Do we just say, you know what, Tampa Bay, let's go. Come on. Bring it on. Or say you wanted a little bit of a break?
I don't think it matters. Dallas has proven that this season. It doesn't matter what happens. They're going to find a way to win a hockey game. They're going to find a way to be one of the best teams in the league. They had their coach randomly get fired out of nowhere. The most surprised news of the season that was non-hockey related. They win a Winter Classic in the most extraordinary comeback fashion ever, and now they're winning the COVID Cup playoffs in the Western Conference.
COVID Cup.
So it just shows the attrition of this team and how great they are at finding ways to win despite the circumstances. So I think it doesn't matter. I hope that they take a little time because I need to have a time to breathe, but...
No, let's keep it going, man. Let's keep it going. Keep it rolling. Let's go. I want this done.
Yeah,
I want the Stanley Cup.
You said basically no time off. It has been none. There has been no time since the start of the first round to this point that there's been more than a day of no
One
Stars
day.
Hockey except for the protest things.
One
so,
day in between each game, yeah.
Yeah, we've had a two-day break, which was our longest break. So that's kind of nuts to think about.
This team started 1-7-1. Then it went 14-1-1. Then we fired our coach. Then we had the Winter Classic and came back in spectacular fashion, which all of us were at, by the way. That was incredible. We go all the way through February. In March, we lose 6 games in a row.
Skid.
The season stops because of COVID,
a global
and now we're
pandemic.
In the Stanley Cup final. We are now in the Stanley Cup final.
Whoop!
This makes no sense.
This makes absolutely no sense. We were just talking about this before we started recording. My bracket is completely busted. There ain't no way I'm winning.
Yeah, and the Stars started this with the round robin stuff and looked terrible. And now
Suckish.
They look like the best Stars team I've ever watched since I was able to actually know what was going on other than a goal was scored.
If you take
a step back and
look at last year, though, and the loss last year, and the knowledge that they could have done it, they could have taken that next step last year. I think,
and they didn't.
Mentally, they grew, and the confidence level that they have built from that, and they brought that into this playoffs. Even with all of the craziness that's going on, that confidence has never wavered. We can be down by 3 goals, and we'll just come back and win. It's all right.
Yeah, that's definitely true. The Stars talked about that before the season even started. They were looking back at that double overtime loss to the Blues in Game 7, and they go on to win the Stanley Cup and think what could have been if they had just beaten them.
Well,
and
we'll just
that's what was on their mind the whole time, and I think that's what's on their mind every time they come back in a game. They're the team that comes back the most in the NHL. Every time they're down by even 3 goals in the first period of a Game 6, like, just they can look back at that experience just like you're saying, and they know exactly what to do and that it's worth it to do it.
Or just pull out our secret weapon rookie, Gary Ranta!
Yeah, that's definitely Dallas Stars skill there. Great job, Jim Nell. I like where we're at.
Yeah, I mean, we all knew that he was going to, you know, score 3 goals in Game 7 in the second round.
Yeah, he was.
And then, you know, he's going to score the game-tying goal in Game 5 in the third round. So I'm making a strong prediction here. No matter how this series ends, if it ends and the Stars win, Joel Kiviranta would have either scored the game-tying goal or the game clinch or the series clinching goal to win us the cup. I don't think that's too far out at this point. What do y'all think?
That's almost not even a hot take.
It's not. It really isn't. It's not.
Why not? Right? Why not?
Yeah, okay. Like, sure. You know, maybe it's maybe Robertson comes into the game and, like, wins it Game 7 triple overtime, and everyone says he had his foot in the crease or something. I don't know. Might as well happen. They changed the rule.
Now, how does that sound so familiar? That sounds so familiar. I can't put my finger on it.
Oh my gosh!
Oh yeah,
but
the Buffalo Sabres.
But let's talk about the two goals that were the biggest. Kiviranta's game tying and Gurianov's game winning. And
youngsters.
That's what I'm saying. That's the future. That's Gurianov, Kiviranta, and then after Gurianov scores, I saw this picture all over social media. It's Gurianov and Hintz just jumping into each other's arms. And, like, that's going to be the picture that we're going to look at when they're the core of the team that this is all built around later. And
all right,
you
youngsters.
It's going to be so awesome.
You youngsters can glory in the youngsters, but I'm going to go back to Ben's goal because it bounced to him. That's a goal scorer's bounce. It bounced right to him, but it was behind him. He leaned back and lifted it in the top of the net. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
That's where Jamie Benn lives. He's a goal gremlin. He sops up all of the gravy.
And that was the start of the comeback.
I truly believe that is the reason why we're sitting here right now talking about a series win, is because of Jamie Benn.
And not just this game.
That's the last two games specifically.
And that's right after you and me call on him to step up and make the big plays, right? So I'm sure Jamie Benn listened to it and heard it.
He's been listening to y'all the whole time, guys. I mean, y'all said, you know, beat down McKinnon, right? Take him out. Well, he goes and just does it. So keep it going.
I like that, appreciating our perfect predictions. We should have him on more often.
Yeah, seriously. But, you know, as much as we talk about how Ben has stepped up, how Dennis Gurianov is doing what he's supposed to be doing as one of our big snipers, which he has exploded this year as one of our big forwards. And I'm so happy that, you know, there's a lot of people nowadays, especially with a first-round pick like Dennis Gurianov, that if he doesn't come out in the, like, very early on, and start scoring goals, you know, like in Austin Matthews, where he scores like 4 goals in his first game or something like that, that by the time they're 22 and they got drafted when they were 18, people are already like kind of shoving them off like, oh, well, he was a bust. I got to give credit to Jim Neal. I have to give credit to Jim Neal and the fact that he kept with his plan. He felt like he knew what he was doing, and he stuck to that. And now Denis Gurianov sent us to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah, and Denis Gurianov this year was sent down to the AHL because he was not playing good enough. That sounds like a joke now, but it happened at the beginning of this year, and like it would have. It shows exactly what the Stars team is that exact moment. Because he gets sent down and he could so easily just feel bad for himself and say that he should be playing in the NHL, which he really should have. He didn't play that bad to be sent down, but they obviously said he needed more skating time. So he gets sent down, and his first game he scores a hat trick. That just shows the resilience of the whole team in that like one moment. Just throughout this season, there's resilience at every turn. Everything has been thrown at the Stars. No one has believed in them. Like, every NHL staff writer has counted them out in every single series. There's been three writers playoffs that have counted them to win the series. There was zero against Calgary, one against Colorado, and two against Vegas. And we prove all of them wrong.
That's a trend.
We prove Vegas's odds wrong. We make a bunch of people lose money, hopefully. So the Stars are just bounce back guys. And they know how to win now. That's what this whole season has been. Has been their long path slamming into the Blues every year and getting knocked out of the playoffs. And they finally figured out how to win a hockey game with just them and to rely on nobody else.
I want to throw the crazy Russian in too. The psychotic Russian or whatever that question was back in that presser the other day. It was pretty hilarious. And Radulov has absolutely stepped up. It's been fun to watch him again. I think they've lost a little bit of speed, but with them together and pushing, it's been great to watch them gel and give the team the momentum they need, whether or not they're scoring. But with Rads, he was scoring too. So didn't show up as much this game really, but I saw him getting out there and hustling. Same with Sagan.
Yeah, throughout the series, though, he's been playing great. And that whole top line was just so good, especially towards the end of the game.
Yep.
And, you know, we did all of this, like all of this, without Tyler Seguin being 100%. Who would have thought that, you know, a month ago, month and a half ago, and we're sitting and, you know, we do a podcast and then we say, oh, well, we're going to ride our backup goalie. There's going to be this random rookie that comes in and scores 3 goals in game 7 of the second round. And we're going to do all of this and get to the Stanley Cup final without relying heavily on a fully healthy Tyler Seguin. Nobody in their right mind would have even like given you a second thought. They would have laughed in your face. And now that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's really ridiculous.
You know, we're talking about all these players that have stepped up, but here's my two biggest players. One of them is really obvious, and the other one is kind of obvious. I'll say the less obvious one first. Jamie Oleksiak. He has filled a top four role that we have been missing for the last couple of years. And the way he has played, and I give full credit to Miro Heiskanen here, I think he's seen what Miro Heiskanen can do, and he's like, you know what? I can do that too. And because of that, and he also is so sound defensively, he played on a Stanley Cup winning team with Pittsburgh. He didn't win the cup while he was with them, but he saw players like Chris Letang and Marc-Andre Fleury and, you know, Sid the Kid, Phil Kessel, all of these guys who had won a cup before. And he took that experience, brought it back to Dallas, and now we're reaping the benefits of what happened. And he has, I'm raving about this guy. He's not even a kid anymore. You can't call him a kid. I think he's like 24 or 25. I mean, all of these players are just stepping up at the exact right time. And then the other one I got to mention that's obviously crazy obvious, without Anton Khudobin, absolutely none of this is possible.
Have a hot goalie in the playoffs, man. Gotta have a hot goalie. And he is on fire.
Well, and you know, he doesn't get enough credit. He And, you know, I love Miro Heiskanen and what he's done in these playoffs, and he deserves just as much credit as Hudobin does. But if we win the Stanley Cup final, if we win the Stanley Cup, I feel like there's no choice that you give the Conn Smythe to Anton Hudobin.
Right now, there's no question in my mind either. He's definitely stepped up and taken the last two series, and this one he just stood on his head.
Well, and that's the thing, is that there have been there have been a lot of times in the past couple series where at long periods of times when the Stars haven't shot a bunch of shots, that he sat there and stood on his head. And the lucky thing for him is that the Stars have been extremely opportunistic in this playoffs. I know that we're not getting all the power plays. We're not getting, you know, all the flashy tic-tac-toe plays.
There's no rough love, man. No rough love.
I know, but I can't rave. Again, he deserves a Conn Smythe. And I really, really, really would hate to see him leave after he wins the Stanley Cup. But honestly, at this point, I don't see how we can afford him. He's taken us to the Stanley Cup final. He's at least going to get $4 million. He's at $2.5 million.
No,
we're writing a $2.5 million goalie.
Sad stuff. No sad stuff this podcast. The Dallas Stars are going to the freaking Stanley Cup finals. Quit talking about Doby leaving. We all know. Let's just be happy.
Yep. I'm going to mention it again. It's kind of like watching like your kid leave for college or something like that. You know he's doing so well, and he's doing really good, and you know he's going to do great things in the future, but it's really sad to see him go. But, you know, for now, we're going to sit here, and we're going to enjoy this last series. And you know what? This is it. There's no, like, oh, well, we go home after this series, or we can keep going. Like, nope. This is it. You go home.
Either way. You either win or lose.
You go home
now.
Either way. Exactly. And we have absolutely nothing to lose, no matter who we play in the finals.
Yeah,
we have no pressure on us.
Hey, where's this?
Absolutely no pressure.
No one thinks we're gonna win either. So
where's this gonna be played? Are they picking? I assume they're picking one of the bubbles, but
they've been playing in Edmonton, so it's happening in Edmonton. All the Eastern Conference games have been in Edmonton as of the conference finals as well.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Thank you.
You big homer.
Awesome.
But okay, we've kind of ranted about all the players and how we're so happy about all this stuff. But how do we win this game? If there's one thing that you had to look at and say specifically about this game, because this is about Game 5, this podcast is supposed to be, but you know we've kind of gushed about all the players. What's the one thing that stands out to you more than anything in this game? Dad, why don't you go first?
Oh. Chris wants to. No, I've in this game, we came out and played solid defense. We knew they were going to come out strong. They did. We played solid defense. We didn't. In previous games, we lacked the intensity to truly weather it and stick in it. In this one, we came out, we played solid defense. Dobby kept us in it for a period of time. We grew off of that and then pushed it forward and just slowly grew and overwhelmed them.
Yeah.
Chris, you can talk now. It's okay.
Okay.
No, I think it's my turn again. Let's see.
Nope. Okay. So first of all, Dallas played pretty decent in the first period, right? So if anyone watched that, for most of the period, I would say that it was pretty evenly matched, right? Except towards the very tail end of it, where Vegas kind of started taking over. It was pretty well played by both teams. But the second period was terrible for the Stars. It was so bad. There was not a good part of it, and Dobby saved our lives. And Vegas's inability to score goals saved our lives. And I think those two things are really what this whole series boils down to. Vegas's top guys can't score goals. They don't have the depth players to score goals for them. So Dobby saves all the slightly difficult ones, and they can't make any kind of big plays like the Stars can, and they don't score enough goals to win.
You know, surprisingly, that's what we saw from our team when we were in our losing streak coming into the end of the season, right?
That's exactly what was happening. Everyone was dry. Everyone was snake bitten. But we're finding ways to win hockey games now. So I saw the stat earlier before this game that, oh, Vegas only has 6 goals. That's in the series. That's why they're not winning. They can't score goals. Well, guess what? Dallas had 6 goals. Dallas ends the series with only 1 more goal than Vegas. So it's not just that Vegas wasn't scoring goals, because Dallas wasn't really scoring goals either. It was a low-scoring series. But Dallas knows how to win a hockey game.
Our goalie's better than your goalie.
So we'll say that, but like Leonard made so many bigger saves. I know it sounds terrible for me to say that when Dobby played so amazing.
Dobby was better.
Leonard had so many outstanding, remarkable, larceny-esque saves, and it didn't matter. The Stars just kept scoring.
It was a great series. Yeah.
It was a crazy series by both goaltenders, but the Stars find the goals when it matters, and that's really what it comes down to. And the Stars are finding ways to win in offensive battles. They found ways to win in defensive battles, and now we'll see how we have to win the Stanley Cup final. But either way, I'm certain that we'll find ways to win the game.
So I'm going to throw a couple stats at y'all. In one goal games, the Stars are 10-1. In the playoffs, in overtime, the Stars are 4-0. This leads to one of my points why this game was so important. We're so clutch. Our big players stepped up when they were needed to. And then a little bit of sprinkles from Kiviranta in there.
And Pavelski back in the Flame series, right? So
right, yeah. Exactly. And everybody is like on Twitter, I'm looking at it now. Everybody is talking about that huge goal by Pavelski. And we could have been down 3-1 in that series.
Yep.
And then who knows what would have happened.
Yep.
And then the last thing I'm going to mention that I think was the difference in this game was our power play and our special teams. So when we got the opportunity, when we started playing better in the second half of the third period, especially, we had several power plays. Because in the second, there was one power play that, especially towards the beginning, I forgot who was the penalty, but they just could not get into the zone. They couldn't set up. They weren't doing really well. And then Ben, again, back to the clutchness, scores the goal. And then we realize, hey, we could actually end the series tonight and not have to go through another Game 7 craziness against the Colorado Avalanche.
Once they smelled that, it was over.
They smelled blood in the water, swam up to it, and bit the crud out of it. And that, I think, is one of the biggest things about this series. And it's something different about the Stars team compared to last year. And, you know, everybody talks about, you know, when you have a young, up-and-coming team. Like, for example, we saw in the playoffs Vancouver. They've got an extremely good team, but they're young, and they don't really have any experience in the playoffs. But they just got to play and beat the Stanley Cup finalists or Stanley Cup finals winners from last year. And then they played against the Stanley Cup favorites in the Vegas Golden Knights. And if you're Vancouver, you can't ask for anything better than that for future prospects of this. Now, let's take this back to the Stars. The Stars, they had the same issue that Vancouver had this playoffs, last playoffs against St. Louis. And again, y'all were both talking about it and going back to Game 7, double overtime. Jamie Benn was probably 2 centimeters away from scoring that goal. And then we all asked, what if? What if this is it? And we're never going to be able to get back? And into this. The Stars learned from that series. And you could see it. You could see it in Game 7 against Colorado. You could see the way that they were acting. They were way more relaxed. They were way more fresh. They weren't gripping their sticks a little bit too tight. And you know what? I felt that in Game 5. After Kiviranta scored that goal, I was like, we're going to win the game. I just knew. And then we put pressure on them at the beginning of the OT, and then Gerionov puts it away. I mean, you can't ask for anything better than this. I mean, this is it. This is the climax of this Stars era team. Jamie Benn, this is it. This is your chance to show yourself how you could memorialize yourself in Dallas Stars legend for the rest of this team's existence. This is it.
And he deserves it. You need to just go take it now. Just go do it.
Beast mode. Times three.
Beast mode in every single game from now until the end of this next series. It's gotta be there. If this doesn't motivate you, nothing will.
Who does he have to go kill in the next series, whether it's Tampa or Islanders? Who does he have to go kill this time?
I
was talking with someone about this actually. So far it looks like it's going to be the Lightning. They've kind of dominated every game, even when they lost. So let's say it's the Lightning. The Stars are the best built team to stop Kucherov in the current state he's in right now. He looks unstoppable. But if there's any team that could do it, I think it's the Stars. So my heart's way too in it at this point for me to think really logically. But but I think that gives us a great advantage if it really does happen to be the Lightning, which from watching all the games, it very much looks like it's going to be.
What if it's the Islanders then? You got someone who's got to shut down?
No, Barzal. You got to go after Barzal.
Kind of, but the Islanders are just such a better, well-rounded team, especially defensively. Too. So it would be kind of like this one, but I think there's going to be more scoring if that happens.
I think the clock's tolling on Cinderella there for the Islanders, unfortunately.
Yeah, I hear the bells ringing as well. It's unfortunate. They're kind of getting outplayed.
Well, and imagine if Barry Trotz had a Tampa Bay Lightning team. I don't even want to think about that. I guess he did with Washington. And then Washington was like, it was the players that got us to the final. And now look at what's happening. So I still think that I'm going to agree with you, Chris. You got to go after Kucherov if the Lightning end up winning. And if it's New York Islanders, you got to go after Matthew Barzal. And, you know, maybe even Josh Nelson or Josh Bailey, because both of them have been absolutely fantastic in that series. I actually watched the full game last night, which I was a little surprised because I was so tired. But I stayed up for the whole thing. So, all right, gentlemen, y'all got anything else to say? We're getting up to 30 minutes, so.
I'm still in denial.
I am too. Yeah, if he scores, we're gonna win the series. So if we're up in the series and it's like game five, we're up 3-1, and he scores, just know that we're gonna win the Stanley Cup.
my closing remarks are just comparing back to the old days, because in 99 we knew we were going to win. We won the President's Trophy. There was no doubt from the very beginning we were winning, and that was just it. It was just done. That's the way it was. I had no faith at the beginning of this one with how we'd played at the end of the regular season and even the round robin. No faith at all. And the moment I believed was Pavelski's last second goal. I don't remember which game that was. Game three.
Game four.
And all of a sudden, it was like, okay, I believe, I can see it. They're not going to go away. And that determination is there. And so we've got the best chance that we've had in 20 years. So let's go get another one.
Heck yes, man. Let's go. All right. Thank y'all again for listening. This has been Starcastic Remarks, the only Dallas Stars fan-led podcast. This was with Chris and with the patriarch himself, our father. His name is David, but we don't call him David because he's dad. So you can follow us on Twitter. Kiviranta.
His name's Kiviranta now.
All right. You can follow us on Twitter at StarcasticR, and then you can also like our Facebook page at StarcasticR. And then you can also subscribe.
COVID Cup.
COVID and then you can also subscribe to our YouTube channel, and then you can also find us wherever you get your podcast.
We want the cup.
Stars win. We're in the Stanley Cup final.
The Stars are going to the Stanley Cup finals.
I don't believe it.
Yeah.
All right, guys, and we will see y'all on the flip side. Good night.